This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. District 3 is the only contested race for the Montezuma County Commission this year. Republican Joel Stevenson is up against unaffiliated candidate Rebecca Simulski, and KSJD spoke with both candidates last week and pre-recorded the same set of questions that neither candidate had access to in advance. I'd also like to disclose that Simulski is an underwriter of KSJD. The current commission continues to work on some proposals to update the land use code, now approaching its third meeting for public input. So my interview with Rebecca Simulski started there, and I asked if working on the code is something she'd like to do in office and how she would handle the process.
Yeah, as far as updating the land use code, I think it is time. We've done little edits to it over the years. A lot of the current code came out of some of the pieces of it came out of the 25-year-old comprehensive plan. And I think part of the challenge right now is that we don't really have any guiding vision for Montezuma County that's guiding decisions around the land use code. So I would like to take a little bit of a step back and focus on the things that we want to accomplish in land use in order to make code revisions that are going to work and lead us in that direction. And think about what needs to be regulated versus what could we incentivize and empower people to do to be responsible with their own land.
One proposal, if passed, would reduce lot minimums from 3 acres to one. And Commissioner Larry Donsukla has argued this as a way to increase affordable housing options, which is a concern in the area. But many public comments, including from some municipal officials, are concerned about impacts to water quality as well as the rural lifestyle of the county. Do you think that there is a way to address all these concerns as the proposal stands? Or perhaps do you have another idea that you would encourage as commissioner?
I think the idea of moving to including a 1 to 3 acre zoning option in the code was a quick fix kind of a solution. And one of the reasons that it was touted, as you said, was for affordable housing. However, Commissioner Sukla even acknowledged that he's not sure if that would have that desired impact on affordable housing. And I said in their hearing, no, I don't think it would. I think there's other things that we need to do to address affordable housing. First of all, affordable housing really should be centered and geared towards your municipalities and the city of towns and supporting them in that, where you have walkable access to the infrastructure, to the stores that people use every day. As far as the idea of having a one-acre option, we already have that through some of the way that the code is written. I think that we can bring the community in and do some good mapping overlays to see where it makes sense to have 1 acre, where we have the appropriate soils and the water availability and wide enough road right-of-ways to make that work in our community. If it gets thrown into the code and we end up with a 1 to 3 acre, I don't think it's going to change things overnight at all. However, I think it is just a short-term idea that doesn't really do us much good as a community.
The current commission recently approved a solar project near Totten Lake. Do you believe further support for renewable energy is a priority for the county in the coming years?
Oh, absolutely. We absolutely need to support renewable energy. However, and land use is the only real way that the county can do that. That particular facility is a light industrial development right in the middle of what's mostly a residential area right now, but it's also close to the power grid. Again, looking at that mapping and where it makes sense to have that kind of development is really important in the long run. So I think we do need to look at renewables, and we need to look at all renewables, including micro hydro projects and wind and biomass.
We don't know the timeline of how the pandemic will develop from here, but it's safe to say that we'll feel its economic impacts for many years to come. What is one sector of Montezuma County's economy that you believe could be expanded in the coming years, say in your time in office? And what could the county do to help facilitate that?
As far as the pandemic and recovering from that around facilitating economic development to recover from the pandemic impacts, I think agriculture is huge, and we need to help people grow more food right here in Montezuma County and turn it into things that we can use year-round and sell year-round. We're making a little bit of progress around that in the orchard industry. But we haven't seen most of the agriculture in our community is the same thing that it was 100 years ago. There's a lot of growing hay and raising cattle, which is great, but it's not a particularly profitable market. It uses an awful lot of water. I think being able to process that cattle here is really important and process the food that we grow here. I'm also a big proponent of wood products industry. Not the timber industry of 100 years ago, but a new wood products industry that can use the smaller diameter material out there in our forest, which I think can help bring the prices of housing down if we can produce the kinds of things that we can build local housing with instead of driving in wood from Washington and Oregon. And it also provides good jobs in base industries here in our community.
On top of the long-term effects of the pandemic, we're also looking at the effects of climate change and long-term drought that's expected to worsen in the Four Corners, including the increasing likelihood of water shortages. To wrap up today and before your final pitch, Rebecca, do you feel prepared to take on a term that will experience the challenges of these multiple outside stressors during your time in office?
Absolutely. That's big part of why I'm running. I think we are experiencing not just from climate, but from growth and pandemic pressures of people moving here and more people out of work in our community. We need to focus on making our community more resilient, whether that's to changes in how much water we have from year to year or businesses being able to stay open when there's a lot of smoke in the air, when we have fires that are even closer to home and we get inundated in smoke. One of the ways that I address a complex issue such as climate change is to not worry about the science of climate change itself and to focus on what can we do on the ground that is good for the long-term sustainability, because you get contentious when you start talking about climate change in this community. But if you can focus on what do we need to do to make this forest healthier, what do we need to do to make our water go further, everybody can come up with solutions around that.
Rebecca, in this final minute here, for somebody who, let's say, is an undecided voter, and they're on the fence right now between you and the other candidate in the race, what would you like to tell them to convince them that you are the right person for this job? Just one final minute here.
I have the background and experience working right here in Montezuma County on a lot of different complex issues, from economic development and housing issues to wildfire preparedness and watershed protection. And I have worked with people from all backgrounds in our community to come up with common solutions to such complex issues. And that's why I'm the right candidate right now for this position, is I can bring people together to work on the issues that matter most to them. Everybody has different challenges that they're facing from day to day, and I will help empower people to work on those things that matter most to them. I will support staff, who are our most valuable resource in county services, to be able to provide, to make their work as efficient and as effective as possible to meet the needs of our community.
That was unaffiliated candidate Rebecca Samulski running for the Montezuma County Commission in District 3. And I'd like to disclose that Samulski is an underwriter of KSJD. My interview with her opponent, Republican Joel Stevenson, is also available on our website right now at ksjd.org.